Japan's 3 megabanks plan, a joint stablecoin for FY 2026. Japan's three largest banks are joining forces on a single stablecoin. According to a Nikkei report flagged by Wu Blockchain, on June 9, 2026, Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group, Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation, and Mizuho are targeting a joint launch in the fiscal year that runs through March 2027. The token starts as a yen-pegged instrument aimed at corporate payments, with a dollar-denominated version reported for later in 2026. Three banks that compete for the same corporate clients agreeing to issue one shared token is the part worth pausing on. Rather than each megabank minting its own coin and splitting liquidity, the plan routes them onto common rails, so a payment from a MUFG client to a Mizuho client settles in the same asset. A settlement tool, not a consumer wallet. The first use case is wholesale, not retail. Reports describe the token as a way to speed up interbank settlement, cross-border trade, and corporate treasury operations, where payments still clear in batches and can take a day or more. A bank-issued stablecoin lets those transfers settle in minutes and cut the reconciliation work that sits behind every invoice. The economics favor the large corporate accounts the three banks already serve. Japan's megabanks hold relationships with hundreds of thousands of domestic companies between them, and a standardized settlement token compresses the cost of moving money between those accounts. That is a different product from the consumer-facing coins that fund most crypto spending today. Yen first, dollars next, the staging matters. A yen token launching in FY 2026 is the domestic anchor, but the dollar version reported for late 2026 is the line that connects this to the global stablecoin market. Dollar stablecoins are where the volume is, and a regulated dollar token issued by Japanese banks would give corporates an onshore alternative to holding dollar-pegged stablecoins issued offshore. Reserves are expected to follow the now standard model, a 1.1 peg backed by short-term government bonds and cash, with issuance and operations run through a dedicated vehicle. That structure mirrors what regulators in the US and EU have pushed issuers toward, and it is the same backing logic that distinguishes a fully reserved stablecoin from the algorithmic experiments that failed in prior cycles. Regulators are in the room. This is not a skunkworks project. The initiative has moved with Japan's Financial Services Agency rather than around it, and earlier stages of the work were granted formal status under the regulator's payment innovation track. Japan amended its payment law in 2023 to allow licensed banks and trust companies to issue stablecoins, so the legal path for a bank-issued token already exists. That is a contrast with much of the private stablecoin market, which grew first and sought rules later. For Japan, a bank-led token also fits a pattern. Domestic institutions have leaned into regulated onshore crypto products rather than ceding the ground to overseas platforms, and a shared megabank stablecoin extends that posture to the payments layer. The squeeze on private issuers. The strategic read is straightforward. Bank-issued stablecoins are a defensive move against private coins like USDC and USDT, which already move trillions in annual volume and underpin most crypto card top-ups. If corporates can settle in a regulated yen or dollar token from their own bank, the case for routing treasury flows through a third-party issuer weakens. It echoes what is happening elsewhere. Large U.S. banks have been building a shared tokenized deposit network for the same reason, and card networks have started testing private stablecoin settlement on permission chains. The incumbents are no longer watching tokenized money from the sidelines. They are issuing it. The consumer impact is indirect for now, since this token is built for corporate plumbing rather than card spending. But the funding side of crypto cards runs on stablecoins, and the issuer mix matters. A future where a regulated bank-backed yen or dollar token is available on public chains would give wallets and card programs in Japan a new asset to settle against, one with a megabank balance sheet behind it instead of an offshore issuer.